The following is the realization of His Grace Mahamandas.
The flower that was and is Nandarani could not have gone anywhere but to adorn the braid of Srimati Radharani. The plans of Lord Krishna, for not a blade of grass moves without His will, are inconceivable. Yet I am bold enough to surmise that He plucked Nandarani from His garden of flower-like devotees on earth, having found in her a most suitable, beautiful and fragrant flower for His beloved Sri Radha. And yet, though we are sure that she is safe with Krishna and His associates, we are drowning in an ocean of grief due to separation from her. Indeed, we are shocked beyond words, and our lives are a vacuum. And why not? Devotees of the Lord are rare as it is, but the sweetness and devotion of Nandarani is hardly ever to be found. To Krishna, every devotee is a precious jewel, and for devotees, the will of the Lord is everything. We find, therefore, in the exalted family members, especially her parents, Anandamohan Das and Vrindavaneshwari Daivi Dasi, very exemplary devotional mood of surrender. The pain they have undergone and are still undergoing at the bereavement of their only child is unimaginable. Yet they are carrying on in their devotional services with ever strong determination, and they have not diverted even for a while from the lotus feet of the Lord. Sei bhakta dhanya sitna charibe prabhura charana, se prabhu dhanya yena chari nijajan. Glorious is that devotee who does not give up the shelter of his Lord, and glorious is that Lord who does not abandon his servant. Durdaiva sevak yadi yai anyasthane, se thakur dhanya tare chuli dhari anya. If by chance a servant falls down and goes somewhere else, glorious is that master who captures him and brings him back by the hair. If I were to be given a boon, I would pray for the return of Nandarani to our midst. But as I know this will not happen, I pray that one day I can join her so that I may learn from her how to love Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Srila Prabhupada, and all the Vaishnavas.